Thank you and good morning. A federal bill supported by both Congressman Jared Huffman and Senator Dianne Feinstein is moving steadily through the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Plant Act, protecting lands from narcotic trafficking, is moving ahead, and if passed, will impose severe penalties for those convicted of growing marijuana on public lands and for those who trespass and grow illegally on private lands as well. The bill increases penalties for environmental damage caused by clear-cutting, water diversion, soil and earth movement, along with other harmful impacts to local plant and wildlife. In 2014 alone, more than 600,000 plants were eradicated at grow sites on public lands. The vast majority of those plants were found in California. A sheriff's deputy on foot patrol in Garberville on Wednesday morning stopped and contacted two people who were in a vehicle parked in a private parking lot in the 400 block of Maple Lane. One of the two, Sean Stringfellow, was found to be on probation with a search clause, while his companion was identified as Heidi Dirch. The deputy called for assistance and the vehicle was searched, and that search turned up more than an ounce of black tar heroin, scales and packaging materials, as well as about 5 pounds of processed marijuana. Dirch was found to be in direct possession of heroin and drug paraphernalia, and both she and Stringfellow were arrested and booked for possession and possession for sale, along with probation violations. The sheriff's office has identified the deputy who fired shots at a vehicle during a pursuit in McKinleyville in December, along with the woman who suffered a gunshot wound during that incident. The deputy, Scott Aponte, a 7-year veteran with the sheriff's office, was investigated by the county incident response team for discharging his weapon. That investigation cleared Aponte of any wrongdoing and ruled he did not violate any of the policies or procedures of the sheriff's office after he fired several shots at a vehicle driven by Andrea Hunsucker in a residential area on Chapel Hill Road. Hunsucker suffered a minor gunshot wound to her wrist. She is wanted by the sheriff's office for felony evasion, and she is also featured on the Eureka Police Department's most wanted list, with 6 warrants out in her name. The Redway Community Services District has been working on preventing a sewage spill into the Eel River since early Wednesday morning. The problem is the result of a landslide at the location where the sewer main crosses the river to the wastewater treatment plant. The district has assembled the necessary resources to address the problem and began repair work yesterday. Residents of Redway have been asked to conserve water and to minimize use of wastewater service while repairs are being made. The district said that if there is a major break in the line, they will be forced to shut down water delivery to all of Redway. Residents should be prepared for that situation to continue through the weekend. Gary Lee Bullock, the man arrested and charged with the torture and murder of Father Eric Fried at the rectory at St. Joseph's Church in downtown Eureka on January 1st of 2014, has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Bullock was in court on Tuesday morning for a hearing and denied the allegations against him. If found guilty, Bullock could face life in custody at a state mental health institution. The jury selection for Bullock begins on March 2nd, and Judge John Feeney will preside over the trial. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is in the process of reviewing the general plan update, and according to Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, the update could be close to being finished. Sundberg explained on Talk Shop that the review of the general plan is almost completed, but there are still some tricky issues that need to be ironed out.
We've actually gone through the tough stuff. The mapping is going to be a little bit tough because we need to go out into the communities and say, hey, what do you want out here? Here's our proposal. Do you want this to be ag, TPZ, R1, where you can have single family residences? Here's where we're planning multifamily. We need to go out and do all of that.
Sundberg said that when he first entered office, he remembered the general plan as being controversial, an issue that the board has tackled through a deliberate step-by-step process.
There is a lot of work put into the general plan. You know, we decided not to scrap it. However, we decided to go through chapter by chapter, and that's why it's taken us some time. But I really, really think, and I think the proof's in the pudding when you look and see what the votes are, that we've put in the work to bring these two sides together the best we can.
Sundberg said he estimates the general plan review is about 90% completed. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.